The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing. We are up. I don't think we did a podcast last week. We did some Patreon ones, a couple of those, but I think we missed a podcast last week, and I think we owe it to our listeners to make it up to them today. What do you think?
What do you mean, make it up to them?
Be good. We have to be good.
Oh. Okay. Let's.
What do you think about that?
Let's be. I mean, we didn't do testing.
I did testing.
Oh, well, then we're ready.
So I think now's the time where we step up our game and we discuss the things that go on in our lives, in the lives of comedians, and in just things in general. What do you think about that?
Sounds good to me.
So, where do you want to start? Well, how would you like to start off? Would you like to talk about...
Well, it's the first week of... No, we didn't even do a full week of... what day is it today?
Today is Thursday. You mean a full week of the roast?
Oh, no, a full week of Raina being out of school. Summer vacation. I've had to do a lot already.
Well, she got out last Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's been a week and 2 days.
Okay.
And you've done a lot. You had to get all her stuff for camp ready. Sleepaway camp.
Is that what you think I've done?
Well, you went shopping. You bought her some clothes. You packed her clothes. You put stuff in Ziploc bags. You've done a lot just for the camp. Just for camp. Taking her to the pool. You love going to the pool, though, because
that's... We went to Dorney Park.
Oh, Dorney Park. That was a big day.
Went to Dorney Park the day after school was let out for a full day. Her and three of her friends. Yikes. That was a big day. That was a lot. We left here at 9. We got back at 11:30.
Only 2.5 hours?
Yeah. No. It was...
That was quick.
And then Dorney Park is a...
Talk up, please. You're mumbling.
No, I won't. They like it like that. They told me. They email me. They tweet me. They say, listen, don't listen to Rich. Your voice is fine.
No one's ever said that.
No, so I think they're thinking it.
Go ahead. Because the graphs don't show a lot of movement when you talk.
I'm good. I'm smooth.
Yep.
Then the next day she went to the beach. I didn't go.
So you had a day off.
But I went to go do a podcast, and on the way there, I texted the girl saying I'm going to be a little late because I was stuck in traffic. And she goes, oh, it's not today, it's tomorrow. I drove all the way to Queens. And then I said, well, can we do it today? I'm like almost there. And because I said Thursday, the problem was that we said the 22nd, but I was using Thursday the 22nd, and she was using Friday the 22nd.
Well, what day was the 22nd?
Friday.
So who was wrong?
Well, we both were, because she was I said Thursday in the text a couple of times, but she was saying the 22nd, which is was.
Yeah, she's going no, the 22nd, not Thursday.
No, she wasn't saying no. She wasn't ever saying no, not Thursday.
Oh.
But I couldn't do it the next day. So I literally, this is what I did. I just drove in a huge, humongous circle.
You didn't get home till that night. You stopped. Yeah. You stopped all over town.
Well, no, when I got to New Jersey, somewhere in New Jersey, I was in the car for 4 hours. So then I had to get out and go to the bathroom, go to Starbucks, and just sit for a second, just out of the car.
Well, why wouldn't you?
And then I got back in the car.
But why wouldn't you confirm before you even leave the house? Like, I wouldn't leave to go to Queens unless it was confirmed.
Well, I'd been texting her. That's the thing. I said, what's your address before I left the house? I said, shoot me your address if you get a chance.
Then she's thinking for tomorrow. She's thinking for Friday.
Yeah, that's that was the problem. Listen, go ahead. You can. Oh,
no,
I do this.
Just,
I would
no,
do that.
I'm just saying it.
I just accepted it. I did what I said. I didn't get mad. You would have lost your mind. She couldn't.
But I don't think it would have happened.
Do
with
the
me
podcast with me.
I don't think it would have happened with me because I would have confirmed that day.
If you had talked to her the night before, I think I even said, "Are we?" I said in the text the day before, "Are we still on for tomorrow?" And she said yes.
Okay. Then
and
you
tomorrow
can
was a Thursday.
Did
so
you?
I was at Dorney Park. I texted her, "Are we still on for tomorrow?" And yes.
And you? Do you make up? Do you go in and make it up?
No, I haven't had a chance. I you know, it's so far. It's so hard to get to. I can't believe that the one time I was willing to fucking drive there was couldn't work. Couldn't happen.
Have you done? And I'm not saying you don't work hard. I'm just asking. Have you done any press for the roast? Have you done any radio or call?
The reason you're saying that is because you just want to talk about how much you've done.
No,
so
no,
why
no,
don't you
no
say, I've done all this?
No, we all do different things for different parts. You do a lot of the social media.
Oh, my God.
And I'm asking if you've done any press for it.
Oh, my God.
No call-ins or anything? Because you hosted it. You were such a big part of the roast that.
Well, okay. Well, want me to go get some stuff and go in? I can't.
I thought you were doing the after show.
Because you're doing it every day.
I thought you were doing the after show for Stern.
Yeah, but in a couple of weeks.
Me too, in July. Not till July. Yeah. And you have to listen to the show. I mean, I do listen to Stern, but what if you can't listen that day? You know what I mean?
You listen on your way. You're driving in. It's so easy.
What if I have a hotel the night before?
Well, that's why you don't get a hotel the night before.
Well, sometimes I do because I do other radio. I try. I don't like to go to that building and only do one thing.
I think you can get an app that you can listen to.
I have Sirius on my phone.
I had Sirius on my phone. Well, then go fucking listen to it. I mean, what? Click the app. What does it say? This stuff is just so far. It's like, what do you need? You need to go to the Apple store every time you should use every fucking app?
No, no.
They make them for dumb people.
Listen to me. I can't listen because if I'm in Sirius, I'm doing another radio show.
Well,
that
then don't
morning
do it that day. There's your answer.
You have to know. Do you have to listen? Can't you just pretend you listen?
I'm sure everyone else just pretends. I don't. I do my fucking homework.
So do I last time I was on.
Well, this is a stupid conversation. Make your own decisions. Do you want to be on it again? Then I would listen. If you don't care, don't listen.
Wait, this is a stupid conversation, but Dorney Park is a great conversation?
Fine.
No,
I
don't yell. Why do you yell at me?
Am I yelling? I'm not yelling. Oh no! Now there's a the thing is working. The movement
the
on
graph
the line. The graph. Oh, you're going too quiet. Oh, now you're yelling. Oh, is this the perfect middle ground right here? No, if you'd gone to Dorney Park, it's all you would be talking about. You'd be listing the rides that you went on, how much each thing cost.
Tell them how much the chicken nuggets cost. What a fucking ripoff. For chicken nuggets, what?
$12.99.
For chicken McNuggets?
And it wasn't chicken McNuggets. That's a McDonald's.
Basically, were they little
chicken strips.
For $12.99. And French fries were $10.
You know, crab fries.
Huh?
Crab fries.
What do you mean crab fries?
They're just French fries with some kind of like spice on them.
Oh, crab seasoning, like.
Yeah.
And they're $10.
Yes.
See, these fucking places.
But listen, Dorney
advantage.
Park is a good deal. It was $40 to get in. So, I mean, that's like.
And that includes all the rides.
That includes every fucking ride.
$40 for you and Raina, you have to pay even though you're not going on rides?
I did go on rides, but yeah, it's like there's no. You have to pay to get in. You don't get like, there's no pass for people who aren't going to go on rides. If you're not going to go on rides, it still costs you $40 to get in the park.
Do kids under a certain age get in for a different price?
Two and under free. See, now what, why do you, what on earth was this more interesting than Dorney Park? Now let me get in there and ask questions that nobody gives a shit about. Do kids under two get in free?
I didn't say two, I said under a certain age. And you
I mean,
said
but why?
Two.
Who gives a shit? I mean,
well, I'm just saying, if you paid $80, then you're paying $10 for fries. And parks like that do attract lower income type families that take their kids there because they can't go to camp or whatever. And it costs a fortune. They're just taking advantage of people. I mean, obviously the parks only open a certain amount of, you know.
Is it taking advantage of people?
Yeah, well, I think it is kind of ripping people off. Can you bring your own luncheon?
Yes.
You sure? It doesn't 100%. Say no cooler. You can bring your own sandwiches.
Are you going to fucking haul a cooler around all day?
No. Put it in a locker.
Okay, then that's $25
for a locker?
Yes.
Yeah, but you could put enough for, you know.
All right there, fucking. I don't know what you're doing right now.
I'm saying how to
save. You're trying to fucking figure out how to beat Dorney Park. There's something wrong with your brain.
There's something
wrong with your brain. Literally, there's something. It costs like over $100 a person to get into Disney, and it's not even remotely as fun as the rides at Dorney Park. So there you go. $40. Go to Dorney Park. There's a water park and there's a fucking amusement park. All the rides you can fucking hope to get.
Yeah, but does the water park have slides? I would imagine so. It's a water park, right?
Are you doing it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you about Raina.
Let's do podcasts. Let's change our our thing, and let's do podcasts like
positive.
And we'll call it something else. We'll call it like Forever in Love or something, and we'll just be nice. We won't be this bickering couple that I fucking hate.
Every
time we go somewhere, radio or anything, I'm like, oh, here we go again. No. You guys sound like you remind me of my parents. Ooh, isn't that a fun thing? What a great brand we've fucking created here. It's literally, if you'd asked me fucking 20 years ago, what do you want in life? I would say, well, the one thing I don't want, I would never, ever want to fucking get married and have some kind of podcast that's like the oldest caricature ever invented of the man and wife, the dumb guy, the smart wife, Adam. That's what our dynamic is. It's been done. It's been done.
No,
every fucking sitcom.
No, but I'm not
starting
dumb.
With the Honeymooners, the Flintstones. it's been done.
Here, I'm gonna get a basement suite.
No, come on, honey. That doesn't sound so smart.
All right, you're right.
Here we go, dog and pony it up. I used to be fucking cool as shit. I fucking said to myself, you know what? You came from a farm in northern Canada. You fucking slop shit all your fucking life. No, you get out there and you be the person that you want to be. And I fucking did it.
And you were
cool. Until I met you.
Wait, I uncooled you?
You uncooled me. You fucking you tarred and feathered me with fucking.
What? Are you kidding me?
Complete uncoolness.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't think? Like, first of all, we are both cool.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not. We're not cool. And it's.
It is. When I walk into a club and I'm.
Oh,
people
my
see
God.
Me in a nice, my
oh
nice
my
Mexican-Cuban
God.
Shirt or a nice.
Oh, they
hat.
Were making fun of you. They were like, why do you let him wear that shit? I said, well, look, there's
who
a whole list
that?
Of things I'm trying to change before the Cuban shirt. Believe you me.
Who said, why do you let him wear that?
I don't know. At the cellar table the other night, they were like, what's he doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing? I wear a nice.
Oh, because Monroe and Derek, they're like, he's obsessed with shoes. It's all he wants. Derek said that you'll come up and you'll just stomp the ground so that he has to look down. And then he'll make you talk about shoes for 25 minutes. I said, so don't do it. You're part of the problem. I said, this is what I do every day. I have to do. He shoves a pair of shoes in my face, and in the other hand, he's got a shirt, and he goes, "Did this match?" And I told him, "That's what I do every day." And I go one way or the other with it, yes or no. I just make a split decision.
You're good at matching clothes.
And he said, "It's not the shirt and the shoes. You're doing it wrong. It's the pants and the shoes are more important." And that's what Derek said.
Did he? Pants? What do you mean? Oh,
anyway, they said, what's he doing with those fucking Cuban shirts? I mean, come on.
I've been wearing Cuban shirts for years. I love them. I love them. But you know what amazes me?
Well, I'm telling you, they don't think you're walking around thinking you're so cool.
They don't really
think you're cool.
Oh, are you kidding me? Do you know how many people? I'm up there probably like, besides one of the funniest, one of the coolest. Who name a comic that's cooler than me?
I'm not going to do it.
Anyhow, know what amazes me? That Raina, first of all, will go on a high dive at a pool.
What are you talking about?
We were talking about Dorney Park.
No, we're talking about the shit show that happens to be our marriage. You can't even have a fucking conversation with you.
I'm just moving on.
I take my shoes, Derek, my daughter, Dorney.
You said earlier. What are you losing your mind for? Relax.
Because you're fucking insane. You're fucking insane. You go, why are you talking about Dorney? That's not. Let me bring it back to Dorney.
Well, it's not.
Which
Dorney.
Is not even Dorney. It's a fucking Friday. Then Raina goes to this
birthday party
at a
swim club.
And she goes off the high
dive. She went off the high dive and did a flip. Like she had,
all the kids were doing it.
She has no fear. Like I want to
say, huge amounts of fear.
No,
she's peer pressured.
No, to do flips off a high dive. Are you kidding me? How does? Like I was scared as a kid just to go off a high dive. I didn't go off. I was at a. We went on a block party from Plainfield, Richmond Street. A bus, a whole big block party, and it was like, you know, all the black kids and like me and another white guy, and we went to roll.
Oh, so you are a white guy.
And we went.
Whenever I say you're a white man, you say I'm not a white man.
You know, but and then we went to roll.
So you are though in this story.
Well, because I have to be in this story, and I'll tell you why. And then we went to Rahway Pool, which is in Rahway, New Jersey. Which is.
Is it? Where is Rahway Pool?
In Rahway, New Jersey.
Oh, in Rahway, New Jersey. Interesting.
So it's predominantly, you know, black kids, and it's a city, local, you know, city pool, free pool, whatever, you know.
Public? And, is that the word you're looking for?
Public pool. So everybody's going off to high dive on our bus trip. Everybody, you know, and we're
Understand. You're at a block party, then you get on
a
bus.
No, not a block party. It was a block trip, you know, from the group. I didn't mean to say block party.
A block trip? I don't understand that.
Like we, you know, the kids on the block, they took us on a bus trip.
What? How's that happen? Who organized that?
I guess whoever, the block association or something.
There's a block association?
Well, there was back then. You know, we used to play, go on trips and play sports or whatever. I don't know. All I know
shit
is we had
that's going down in the hood. We didn't know.
Free bus trip. So everybody
free bus trip. That's how you see it?
No, I mean just a free, you know, pool
that's
day.
Of course how Rich fucking processes that. Well, so, that bus would have cost $1.30. I got both ways.
Everybody on the bus is like going off the high dive. We're all, you know, everybody's bragging. I'm going off the high dive because that's Rahway Pool. We knew they had a high dive.
Well, yeah, I'm sure when you're there, you see the high dive. Oh, yeah.
No,
just,
on the way
you're
there.
Just bragging about you're going to do it.
Yes. And everybody on the bus went off the high dive except me and Reggie. I was too scared. And I go, please, God, don't let Reggie go off the high dive because they can't just trash me alone. Next thing you know, you see Reggie jumping off the high dive. Everybody's looking at me like, come on, you haven't.
I don't think anyone gave a shit.
I walked up the high dive. the whole pool almost stops and stares at me because I'm the white kid. Jump, jump. And I turned around and walked back down. And it kind of ruined my life. You know what I mean? And then I was doing, years later, I probably told the story, but years later.
Well, it's a good one. Wow. I mean, we're all riveted.
I mean,
I was abused.
You know, as a little kid, they're picking on you all summer.
You were bullied?
All summer. So then I was doing a show years later when I was a comic. And I was doing it outdoors at a pool club. It was an outdoor show, and it was a high dive. And I told the story, and I went off the high dive for the first time in my life at the pool, at the show. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
I was so scared to go off it even as an adult. I'm scared of heights. Did you know that? I don't like heights.
Listen, you're a baby about literally everything.
Not many.
There's not one time that you've ever just been like, oh, let's do that. That seems fun. You're just always picking out the fucking, what could go wrong?
Well, I want to go camping.
Raiden and I last night, laying on the bed, playing with the dog, having a great time. You walk in.
No.
Just a joy destroyer.
Me and Raiden were having a great time the last couple of days. Oh, do you know what today is? Jessica's birthday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't get her anything.
Well, we'll see. I'll get her something. I guess we should do the read now. Let me see what time we're at. Now, I'm kind of glad we have. You ready?
Whatever.
Tell me when you're ready to start. You get. Tell me when.
I'm going to start right now. Do you like gambling? You are into gambling, right? You enjoy it. Well,
to
now you
extent.
Can go to betdsi.com. That's BETDSI.com. It's been in business for over 20 years, and it pays the winners. It's a top-rated sports book review site. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
It's easy to use. You can get it on your phone. It's got mobile playing interface. And then you just play and then you win and then you get paid. BetDSI it's easy to use and you can use it anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering. You can play throughout the entire games of all the events. So you're watching a basketball game, you could be betting right there.
Well, there's
in real
all different
time.
There's prop bets, there's different bets when you do on betting like this. There's all, I mean, you could bet on golf, you could bet on,
well, on this
Oscars.
You can bet on literally anything.
Yeah.
It offers odds on major sports, politics, reality TV. Pretty much everything. It's an incredible thing if you love betting on stuff. I play there myself. No, that's not true. I just read that off of here. But I'm going to try it out. And I recommend BETDSI, BetDSI, if you want a little excitement to the games you're watching. And in fact, I don't really enjoy watching sports, but I bet if I was betting on it,
yes.
I bet if I was betting on it, I would really enjoy those games a lot more. So
it brings a whole nother level to the game.
Yeah. So even if you don't like sports, this is how you can have fun, like watching the World Cup. So go there. Check it out. It's a great betting sports site. BetDSI, BETDSI.com.
And the thing is, too, when you use a company like this, you know you're getting paid. You know, if you go through like some bookie somewhere, the bookie might just go, I'm not paying you.
I'm not paying you.
I'm just saying, well, you don't have to not be done. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're not
going to
get your kneecaps broke? Is that what you're saying?
No.
This is a safe way to do it. Don't do the mafia. Do betdsi.com and use the promo code VOS100, VOS100, and get a 200% bonus on your initial deposit. It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
So, again, it's BetDSI.com and promo code VOS100 for a 200% bonus on your initial deposit.
I would do it. All right, let's move on, folks. Let's move on. That's a good sponsor, though. You know, because our, I think, whatever. Let's move on. We were asked.
Oh boy! Oh boy! You got some problems, right?
What?
You don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
You don't know. You don't know where to. You're like.
No, I do.
There
know.
Might be dead air for a second. I can't let myself stop and think what I'm going to do next. Right? You didn't know where you were going with it.
That's not true.
You know, the other day out here, this guy he fell down and broke his leg when I was coming back from the pool.
How old was he about?
His ankle. I'm going to guess about 18.
Oh, an 18-year-old?
Yeah, between, do I don't know, it's hard to tell, between 16 and 20.
How do you fall and break your ankle?
I don't know. He was laying there, and I think it was his mom and his brother were with them, and they were just, like, they were trying to help him up. I go, what's happening? What's going on? And then she said, oh, I think he broke his, or, you know, he fell and he hurt his leg. When I went and looked at it, it was clearly broken. It was swollen and very strange angle. Very terrible. It would look so bad. And so I had to come in and get changed and go and help him walk, like, get to the car.
You couldn't do that?
I was wearing just a bathing suit, a wet bathing suit.
But wait, why didn't his mom help him to the car?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly. Or maybe it was his grandmother. I mean, I don't know.
White guy?
No. I don't know what nationality.
Oh, I'm just trying to picture who it was that lives here that broke their ankle. That's why. I'm trying to profile. And how do you break? Where did it happen? Right over on the grass here?
He was laying right on the sidewalk.
Do you think he walked and just twisted it and fell on it?
Again, Rich, these are not, like, your idol, Howard Stern. That's not how he does an interview.
How does he do it? What would he say?
He'd ask interesting questions or he'd move on from boring shit. Like, you think you're such a good interview. You're like, how do you think he did it? I wasn't there. I have no fucking clue. I think I just told you that.
Well, you wouldn't say.
Well, he's fucking around, I guess. I don't know.
You didn't say to him what happened.
There was two balls there. Maybe he kicked a ball and fell down. I don't know.
Oh, you saw balls there?
I don't know the answer, and it's stupid to ask.
Okay, but I
would. A bird came down, fucking poked him in the face, and he fell down. There, is that what you want?
Well, since you have that bird book, do you know what bird it was?
No, but I love that bird book. Raina was making fun of me yesterday because I finally saw this bird that I've been waiting to see. And then she's like, no, you can't be an old lady bird watcher yet.
Feeding the birds. I love sitting there feeding birds, pigeons or whatever.
My whole life is now just about trying to get dopamine into my brain. So you get it from looking at babies. So I ask people I know have babies to send me baby pictures. They're the cutest things in the world. Natasha Leggero's baby is like out of this world. Anyway, yeah, I know a lot of girls I know have babies now, and it's like, playing with Allie gives you dopamine. Playing with your dog, watching your dog run through grass gives you dopamine.
Getting ticks.
Looking at birds.
I like birds.
Gives you dopamine.
Look at the tattoos. I got birds. I got a lot of birds. I'm a big fan of birds.
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
So I put bird food out for the last couple of years, right?
And heroin. And those are the three things I
knew it was coming. The punchline was coming, baby.
Having fun with your kid. That it gives you dopamine. A little jolt here and there. You need it throughout the day. How else do people get their dopamine? They don't have kids or dogs.
Why don't we invent a candy bar called Dopamine? It's just a candy bar, and people will fucking buy it thinking,
ha, you got it. You did it. Boom. Woo.
Dopamine.
We're in the money, honey. Well, it's the dumb guy coming up with a dumb idea. And the wife, well, honey, I don't think that's such a good idea.
We were asked the other night, I don't want to talk about it, to do what, roast battle? Do they understand?
Fucking HF Ross.
Why do you?
Fucking piece of shit.
What?
Ugh. He's so condescending and dismissive and sexist and awful. And I don't know how he fucking got so far. Hello, friend. He tries to make you think he's your friend, and then he just says shitty things to you the whole time you're talking to him. Who are you? Who the fuck are you? Get out of my fucking space.
Why? What did he say to you?
I don't want to go into it. He's just a nightmare. Well, every time he was supposed to do our radio show and then he didn't show up, and they said it's because he had to go to he just didn't show up, and then I was so pissed, and then he was like called in and said, like, I was at the dentist, emergency dental. Oh, shut up, what a liar. Emergency dental. Oh, you really? You were in that much pain. You couldn't be like, you know what? Let me give a call.
Maybe
send a text to Rich that I'm not going to make the radio show.
Oh, I forgot about that. But maybe you cracked a tooth or something.
So what? You crack a tooth, you go, oh, guys, I can't make your radio show. I cracked a tooth. It's a full 100% lie. Because that's what he does.
But he asked you to do roast battle, and
I said no 1,000 times to the guy. Yeah. I one time did him a favor doing a roast battle for New York, whatever, and he treated me so shitty the whole time, like I'm some fucking open micer that he's gonna fucking deign to tell how to. You want to tell me how to write jokes, Mr. Jeff fucking Ross? You want to tell me? I'll go fucking head to head with you any fucking time, you piece of shit. He treated me like shit. And then afterwards, when I went to get paid, he didn't want to pay me. I had to fucking hunt him down for my money.
Why didn't he want to pay? What do you mean?
I said, I waited for him after roast battle. I said, can I get paid to get out of here? It was not a fun experience. He's not a nice guy. He's a sexist piece of shit. And then he was like, listen, I think he's sexist.
Okay,
I've heard the way that he talks to women when he's doing his fucking dumb roast battle. And when he was doing his roast battle for Comedy Central, and he was like, he would be like this. There'd be fucking people on stage that are 1,000 times more talented than Jeff Ross. And he'd be like, you know, I think you're all quite good, and you know, I mean, you guys are really gonna do something. Ralphie May was one of the guys on stage. I think you're gonna actually have great careers ahead of you. Oh, do you? Ralphie May fucking wrote half your act, you piece of shit, and you're gonna fucking say that to him? I mean, he acts like he's like some, like, I present myself as the god. He is Roastmaster General Jeff Ross. You know why? Because he went around in the beginning telling people, he made up his own nickname for himself. And he had to go to say to people, when the MC says, hey, what do you want me to say about you? Can you say I'm Roastmaster Jeff Ross?
But it's working for him.
Yeah, fucking work for him. That's what he's good at. That's what he's good at. So stick to what you're good at, marketing. Don't try to pretend you're good at fucking anything else, because you're not.
Well, who did you go up against in the roast battle that you did? Wasn't that Mike Lawrence?
Mike Lawrence.
He's good.
He's great. Fucking, but again, it was like... Jeff Ross never said one positive thing to me, not one thing ever, that entire fucking roast battle, that it was like that I had a good joke, or he just kept going, oh, Mike Lawrence got you again. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I mean, when I judge roast battles many times,
and Mike Lawrence won the whole fucking thing at some point. So yeah, I don't care that he won, and I don't care that I think he's a great joke writer and a great roast battler. But you know, you don't put somebody like me fucking on stage and then just belittle me like I'm some fucking open micer. It would really piss me off. And he wears high heeled shoes. That's another thing that fucking drives me nuts. He wears these fucking. What are you doing? You're still a fat fucking piece of shit.
So
your little heels aren't going to help you.
Here's what I've judged roast battles, and there are sometimes I've never said anything positive, but I try to be funny. You know.
Oh,
I
and then when I went to get paid, by the way, then he was like, yeah, we don't have any money from the roast battle. Making it seem like I'm some piece of shit for fucking driving all the way there, doing all that work to fucking do the roast battle, getting shit on all night, and then, I should just say, don't worry about the money. That's fine. That's what he was acting like. I was being an asshole for asking for my fucking money that he told me I was going to get. And then I had to fucking drive back in the next day and get it from him.
Get out of here.
Don't you remember sitting outside his apartment with me?
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me and acted like he was doing me such a grand favor by giving me my fucking money that he owed me. He's gross.
But you wrote some jokes for the roast for him for a roast on television or something. Like, I don't remember that story. Like,
no, he asked you
didn't
to submit for to write jokes for one of the
that TV show?
No, the roasts. The like a I don't remember who it was. Like, was Roseanne Barr one of the?
Might have been Joan Rivers. I don't know.
Anyway,
I said no.
He asked you, and you said no. But you know who's really good at writing roast jokes is Bonnie. You should get her. So I wrote him a page of roast jokes. He wrote me back, and he said, "Hey, these are really great." He goes, "Can I use them?" I said, "No, I want to. I'm doing it as a fucking submission to write on the roast. I thought that was the whole thing." And he never wrote me back. Never fucking wrote me back.
Wait, but whatever roast that was, I don't think.
Because you know why? Because he just wants to take other people's shit, not give them any fucking credit, and not give them any money. That's his whole game. Just take everything for himself.
Look, he's built up a career out of it. That's what he
certainly has.
He built up a career. And I mean, look, you can look at it positive or negative, but look at Larry the Cable Guy. He's built a career out of being
a
character.
Larry the Cable Guy has never fucking personally tried to steal from me. Jeff Ross stole two of my friend's jokes.
Is that proof? You have proof.
I have proof because what I watched him do it once. She told me that he did. She had these two jokes. She's a fucking great joke writer, but she never really like got. She was more of a writer, and she would do stand-up.
Do I know
sometimes.
Her?
Yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yeah. So she used to do this one joke where she'd go like, she does impressions, and she'd do the whole thing and turn around and be like, and, you know, this is my impression of, you know, whatever the guy's name is from A Few Good Men. And then she
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, and she'd just go, you can't handle the truth. You can't even handle the truth. And then she'd go, well, I don't do the voice yet. I'm still working on that. And it was really funny. Like, it's, yeah. Like, and so Jeff Ross just fucking took it.
But how do you know it wasn't parallel thinking?
It's ridiculous. Because no. Then he did another one of her jokes, and I went up to him, I go, oh, how'd you think of that joke? But I didn't have the balls to be like, I know you stole it. I wish I had him now.
But you, here's, I'm playing devil's advocate, because how do you know somebody didn't take it and give it to him too?
Well, it could
have
been.
That happens,
maybe.
You know, he might not have directly, it might have been stolen and given to him. I'm just saying, but I do think.
I'm just saying, don't be so disrespectful.
I do think it is. He was a little disrespectful to you the other night when he asked you to do roast battle, and you said he wanted us to do it as a couple. He wants to do it as a couple, but we've told him no because we have nothing to gain out of that. There's nothing.
I would never do anything for him again after that time I did that roast battle for him, and he was a piece of shit to me and fucking tried not to pay me. Why would I do something again for somebody like that?
Well, I mean, we have our own roast. And to me, like, I judge roast battle, like I said, but I do it for fun and to, kind of like ad lib and just hang out. I look at roast battle, it's a whole, like, a roast to me is what we did at VossRoast.com, our roast. And just like many other roasts, where you're doing clever jokes, you have a podium, you have your notes if you need them, and you roast. And you're roasting everybody on the dais, you're roasting the person being roasted. Roast battle is just basically mean fucking comments back and forth with no clever twist on it. It's just, to me, I think it's, so asking Bonnie and I to do fucking roast battle for Comedy Central, one, an older couple, you know, that's been established in this business, what?
I don't like that characterization.
Oh, well, I mean, we're established.
I know.
We're established, accomplished fucking comics with probably one of the best roasts throughout time online right now. Well, you watch this roast and you'll go, he's right. And
VossRoast.com.
Yeah. No, so why after doing such an amazing roast would I go do fucking roast battle? It makes no sense.
No, because it doesn't. It just makes no sense. It's just him trying to be like, I swear to God, the other night he was just trying to be a dick to me. He was just trying to be a dick.
No,
to me.
No, I think no.
He just kept poking. Now he's getting so mad.
No, but I see his point too. You know, roast battle is running out.
I said no.
But roast battle's running out of, you know, to have two couples. I could see that for publicity, you know, because they haven't had two couples go against each other. You know, what we will do is we will play Tom Segura and his wife in tennis. That will be
Christina.
Christina. I'm sorry. Her name slipped my mind. And
Christina
I've done,
P.
And I've done radio twice with Tom, not with her. So his name comes to mind. We will play tennis against Tom and Christina, or Natasha and Moshe.
Moshe.
That's what we will do. We won't do a roast battle, but we'll play any couple in tennis, right?
Yeah.
Or we'll do MMA against any couple. We'll fight any couple too, right? Except Rogan, if he's married or has a girlfriend.
No.
We won't fight them.
No.
But will we fight any other couple? Will
no.
We do, no. Luis Gomez is fighting in Vegas against this comic from L.A. Who's like a black belt in karate.
Who is it?
I can't think of his name. If you look it up, it's, you know, they're promoting. It's going to be a fight. Luis against this other comic. You know, and I hope Luis is training because I hear this guy's pretty good. You know, and it's the day we're in Vegas. I think it's the week before.
Who's we?
When we do, I do the Comedy Cellar. I'm doing it with Keith and Bobby and Paul Verzi in August. The Comedy Cellar. So I wish I was out there to see this fight. What the hell is that noise? So you're done about Jeff Ross. You're not happy with him.
I was just joking.
It can't be turned around. Can he turn it around?
He's going to be my second husband.
I didn't say one bad thing. I'm a neutral party in this. I'm neutral in this.
Oh, aren't you a wonderful person?
I'm not. Is there
humanitarian award goes to Richard Voss.
Is there anybody else you have a beef with that you want? I like when you have a beef because you really get it. You do not hold back when you have a beef.
He was driving me so nuts. I couldn't take it. I was like, I wanted to hit him.
Well, they were on stage the other night, him and Attell, which are doing this show for Netflix, where they, I don't know exactly what they do, where they go on stage and they riff and roast each other and roast the audience. Now, many times have, not many.
I have a feeling this is going to be about how Rich won the day.
No. What I'm saying is, I have gone on stage with Dave a couple times, or gone back and forth with Dave in the room, and I used to do it with Jeff all the time. He used to walk in when I was on stage and we would go back and forth. And I've been on stage with Jeff and Attell the other night, matter of fact. They brought me on stage and, you know, we were going at it with each other. It was a lot of fun, you know, just fun stuff, you know, ripping each other. And I heard on their Netflix show that they're bringing a guest on every week or every show, you know, they're taping, I don't know how many shows, but they bring a guest on. And I was not asked to do it, which is kind of weird because I've done this with those guys a million times. And I'm thinking, did they pitch my name and Netflix said no? Or did they not pitch my name? Who knows? But it's kind of crazy when I've gone back and forth with Attell, been on stage with Attell. Me and Jeff throughout fucking the last who knows how many years we're going back and forth from the stage to the audience, and then I've been on, and it behooves me that
that's not the right usage.
It's not.
It behooves you, helps you.
Oh, it just amazes me that I was not asked to do this. Yet I don't know. Maybe they pitched my name and the network said no, but I'm one of the quickest at it, so it kind of crazy that, you know, and I think Attell is fucking so funny when he's doing.
He's the best.
He really is. Like, people think, you know, crowd work when, you know, it's Big J or myself or Aaron Berg or, you know, people who do crowd work in New York. Dave Attell is good. You do crowd. Oh, you know who was really bragging about you the other day about your crowd work? Fucking Bennington. He's going, Bonnie will just draw you in and just I think you're his favorite comic.
He's so nice to me.
He fucking loves you.
He gets me.
So he what?
He gets me.
I thought he said he texted me. Like, whoa.
No, he gets me.
Okay, so, you know.
No, sometimes I write jokes thinking, I wonder if Bennington will like this one.
So these crowd work people, like Bonnie, Aaron Berg, you know, BJ, myself, whoever. But Dave Attell is fucking as quick as anybody up there.
No, he's the best.
It's fuck. I'm telling you, watching him is just so fucking funny. And how the fuck did they not ask me to do this fucking Netflix show with him? I'm fucking amazed. I did what do you call it with Bennington the other day? What do you call it? Gee, why can't I think of the name when he interviews you?
Unmasked?
Yeah, an Unmasked. It slipped my mind. I did an Unmasked at the Fat Black Pussycat the other night. Fucking Bennington won.
He's the best interviewer.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I said to him before the interview, I said, you're going to have to carry this. Which he, but then once I get into mo, but he's so quick and funny. And
well, he listens. Like, how does he, like,
I know.
He listens so well, yet still part of his brain is formulating his next, like, set of questions or where he's going to take you. Or I don't know if he,
it doesn't seem like he does any preparation, but he must. But he's just so natural.
Well, he knows. Like, and not only that, his audience is great. Like, his audience, it doesn't, they're not like a mean, sorry.
When you're like telling about, oh, come on.
Well, no one heard that. You bring it up and that brings light to the fact. Jesus, can a guy be a guy? Okay, so his audience, I mean, just everything about his show and his audience and his persona and his quick, it's just so fun to do something with him. You know what I mean? Just to be on a show with him, to do his Unmasked. It was great. And then Colin came in and went on stage when I was doing it. He had a messenger bag.
I saw Colin the other night. He's so, well, first of all, I watched his, I guess it was a Seth Meyers, is that his name? He was on there, and he's so funny. He's just really, like, he took about then I saw him do a longer set about it on Tom Papa's show the other night, and it's just like, how could he?
He was on Tom Papa's show?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw, he did stand-up?
Yeah. That was, like, the worst, because, I mean, the audience was great, and everybody did well. So it wasn't worse in that way. But there were all the comics are sitting there. It was like Keith, Bobby, Colin, Judy. Well, Judy left before I got on.
I was there for a while, but I left.
It was like, I don't want to do stand up. Like, because they're sitting right beside the stage, so they can't even be in the back talking where they're not paying attention to you. You know what I mean? They're just sitting there really watching you do stand up. It's like, ugh, I don't want these fucking people watching me that closely. And it was like, but so then Colin went on after me, and I just like, how can you, like, because he had a heart attack and he has all these jokes about it, and it's so funny. And it's like, that's like where you're like a good comedian, where you can take something that's obviously, like, I can't write jokes really about the house burning down.
I wrote a whole bit on it, a long bit.
No, then you're a good comic. I couldn't do it.
Well, we're different. You write jokes. So you're saying, if you sat down, you and Jeff Ross, and we go, here's the topic, write jokes, you would win?
Yeah, because he'd have to go on Facebook and ask people to submit jokes for him, and I wouldn't have to do that. I could just write it out. I'd be done so much quicker. He'd still be waiting, see if anybody's sending him something. Refresh.
What about roast jokes? Okay, you guys each have...
Any jokes.
Roast
any
jokes?
Any writing. A typing contest, I would win it.
I can't type. So you would enter a typing contest too? But you would rather do a joke contest, right?
I just ignore the ridiculousness.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure doing another podcast with you. Maybe you and him will figure out your differences. You love Billy Burr, right?
I love Bill Burr.
Because you guys clash a lot too, though.
I don't. He said that to you, but I don't even understand it. Like, when are we clashing?
Well, you clashed in Montreal.
Yeah, but that was a one time thing. I mean,
he thought,
anytime I see him, anytime we see each other, we, you know, give each other big hugs and seem
big
like,
hugs. Like how big of a hug?
Pretty big. And not for nothing, but no, we always like have an enjoyable conversation. I try not to talk to him for too long because I think he unlike Bennington, he doesn't quite get me. So
that's what it is.
When I start telling jokes or being funny about it, he takes that very literally. So I try not to.
Yeah, I don't
to do that too much because then that's where we get into trouble. But as far as like mutual respect, I think we totally have it with one another.
All right. Well, listen.
And I love his stand up. I think he's definitely one of the greats.
Now, if you sat down, you, him, and Jeff Ross in a joke writing contest,
I'd blow them both away. Sorry. I would.
You'd kill them all?
I fucking, you know what, Rich? I'm not good at hardly anything.
True.
Hardly anything. But one thing I'm not good at stand up even. The only reason, like last night I went on stage and I just started getting so irritated with that audience. They were all fucking suits. Just staring. Like I hate well-dressed people just staring at you like, ew, what's happening? And they never know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever been on stage? This is like my fucking thing with the audience. They come in and they stare. And then you're telling jokes and they're like, oh, they start to laugh. And then you start just being real and they get real weirded out. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, that's why, like, when you go to Long Island stuff, there's something about New Jersey. There's something about that blue collar thing where they're fine with you fucking going off a little bit. They don't sit there thinking it's got to be this thing. They're like, you can talk to people in the audience. They'll talk back. You'll fucking say this. You could yell at somebody in the kitchen even. They're not sitting there going like, oh, what's happening?
So you used to hate New Jersey and Long Island. Now you love
them. I know,
them.
But I've changed my ways. I've changed my ways. Because I hate when you start, you know, they act like you're the one doing it wrong. And I want to go, no, you're the ones doing it wrong. You're the fucking idiots that don't know what's happening. And then I start getting mad at the audience. I told them I hated them.
Last night you did?
Yes. And it's embarrassing when I get off because then there was all these comics. There was a fundraiser. I go, I'm not fucking giving to this dumb fundraiser. I just got pissed. And I was doing well. But anytime I went off script, you know, they're like, what? Like, I was asking these guys, like, what cryptocurrency is the best and stuff, and they're just all staring at me, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Go fuck yourselves, you rapists. I couldn't take it. They do. You see a group of white guys in a fucking suit. I don't know why. I just think rapists. They're in finance. They just go out at night and rape people. That's how I think of them.
That's what you do?
Groups of those kind of.
That's why I don't wear a suit around you.
Yeah.
And I have
to be in a group. One a single suit, I don't care.
I have five suits upstairs. You don't see me too much.
But anyway, my point was something. Oh, so what was I going to say? What was I talking about?
I don't know.
But anyway, okay. I'm not good at anything. I'm not good at stand up. I'm not good at anything. I am good at writing. That's what I'm good at.
Okay, so you, Billy Burr,
give me any list.
Jeff Ross, and Dave Attell sitting there.
Come on, don't put Dave Attell in there.
Why?
Oh, give me a run for me money.
Okay, you, Billy Burr, Jeff Ross, Mike Birbiglia, joke writing.
Come on.
Oh, that's easy. You don't think Billy would give you a run for your money?
Well, the only reason
Billy
not, the
does rant, so Billy
he does rant. He doesn't actually do like the setup punchline.
Okay,
kind
so
of
let's
thing,
get.
So.
Oh, I got it.
Uh-oh.
All right, I got it, and we'll run. You. We'll get rid of Billy because you, Jeff Ross, and Anthony Jeselnik. That would be close, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a problem for me.
Oh, you think it'd be a problem? He's a good joke writer.
Anthony Jeselnik?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking one of the best.
He's great.
Do you love him?
A little bit.
Okay. Anyhow, listen, go to vossroast.com. VossRoast.com. You'll see the best roast. Not a roast battle, not a celebrity roast, just a bunch of friends having a great time roasting each other at VossRoast.com. This weekend I'll be in Albany. Next weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. I got Tacoma coming up. I got Rochester coming up. Go to RichVoss.com. And my website, RichVoss.com. You'll see all my dates. VossRoast.com. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.